Birth of a Great New Era, Part B. In Part A of the Cold Beach podcast on the birth of a great new era, the fivefold phenomena that brought forth the monumental and historical epoch-making changes that have been happening all over the world, which was set in motion 80 years ago, that is earth-shattering, causing havoc and creating upheaval, but is very, very positive, transformative and great for all mankind, was laid out. In this Part B of the Cold Beach podcast on the birth of a great new era, let us look at several of the salient effects of this on all of mankind. It's a whole new world, a new beginning, a new age. There are multiple genies here that got out of the bottle. No way to put even one of them back in. There is no turning back. Old tricks won't work. Those who tarry and don't care to adopt and keep up will fall back and fail and end up as losers. Faster we embrace and conquer, the better. It takes time to settle after such a historical and ongoing change. It's unsettling now for many, but it'll start leveling out, and most people will adjust to it in a decade or so if we help each other. Further, people who are in skill in new technologies that are in demand, or who work in businesses, trades and industries that have become redundant, or can't or are unable to work in the up-and-coming new businesses, are falling behind. Such people are getting agitated, unhappy, frustrated and upset. They will need a safety net while getting retrained and have to be helped to sustain a productive and happy life and maintain their standard of living. If they don't get help soon, it will lead to social and civil unrest, and dishonest politicians and despots will use such discontent as a golden opportunity to rise to power. As we see daily all over the world, instead of explaining, helping and calming the public, the power-hungry, dishonest, corrupt politicians and their neocon warmongering news media propaganda machines are using this as an opportunity and trying their best to create scapegoats, manufacture chaos, or are using various means to shut down or rein in the social media and information technology companies so as to prevent truth from getting out, truth from getting disseminated, while they promote falsehood so they can grab and hold on to power, control the people and rule. You can hear frequently the powers to be constantly blaming and scapegoating China, Mexico, India, Russia, etc., as well as the internet and social media for it. The power-hungry cabal knows very well that those countries, the internet and social media had nothing to do with it. Several of those countries are utilizing the opportunities that these new technological advancements and social media created to prosper. This is true capitalism at work, isn't it? Further, the former colonialists seem upset that the former colonies are catching up and progressing fast, since the people of the former colonies were not bogged down by hierarchical structures, entrenched bureaucracies, status quo, restrictions, inertia and so on. Blaming other countries is not the answer. They are also being affected and going through the same thing, only much worse. May not be at the same scale as we are in the US. Further, in the US, the greedy Wall Street and big companies took it as an opportunity to fatten their pockets by moving manufacturing elsewhere, shutting down factories and industries in the United States for a fistful of dollars, creating havoc and blaming the employees and everyone else, except themselves, as they always do. All these led to frustrations for many people who end up depressed and look for solace in things such as alcohol and drugs. Isolationism is not the answer. Throughout world histories, countries that traded with others prospered, but those that were close to trade stagnated and their economies failed. Former Soviet Union and China under Mao Zedong are examples of that. Astute people and countries will embrace it as a golden opportunity, work hard and utilize it to prosper and become the new leaders. Further, it is a shame that while most businesses are becoming more productive and nimble, with reduced manpower, budgets and footprint, governments at all levels and all over the world are getting bigger, hiring more bureaucrats, increasing their budgets and footprints and expanding into bigger and bigger workspaces. In addition, these governments are using the new information technology and social media for surveillance and monitoring the activities of their citizens as they please, and using it for ways to restrict and control the freedoms, the movements and activities of their people, all for the sole purpose of continuing their unfettered grip on power. We, the wealthiest and the most technologically advanced nation on earth for over a century and the world's only superpower, we invented medicines and cure for diseases, sent people to the moon, who have some of the finest universities, colleges and scientific facilities, who developed mainframe and personal computers, various programming languages, laptops, mobile phones, world wide web, internet, created the finest information technology and manufacturing companies and social media, can compete and thrive against anyone any day. We should be proud of it instead of tucking our tails behaving as cowards and running away, trying to hide. We shouldn't be afraid, come what may. We are and should be ready for any challenges. We can conquer and we will. It's a shame and a disgrace that the only people who are trying their best to prevent it from happening and bring us down with scare tactics are the power-hungry politicians and the military-industrial warmongers and the neocon warmongering propaganda and news media machines. They do it to continue to hold on to power by means such as distort and manipulate information and news and create boogeymen, divide the people, all in the hope to scare us into submission. Instead, as Apostle Paul said in the first epistle to Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 11, encourage one another and build one another up. We should urge everyone here in the United States and all over the world to take up the challenge, be brave, rise up, work hard, compete and help each other, especially the downtrodden, the weak, the poor and the destitute, as opposed to trying to pull and tear each other down and destroy each other. Further, it must be emphasized, people in non-democratic countries learn through World Wide Web, internet and mobile phones and social media and information technology companies. People in democratic countries are experiencing, it'll enlighten its citizens, create changes in all countries and society, and their desire to gain such freedom will reverberate and will eventually lead to implementing democracy in their countries. We have already seen several changes happening for the better towards it in several countries around the world. Arab Spring happened about a decade ago in early 2010s is a good example. We should be very happy about it, shouldn't we?